It's harvest time now, and I am recording this as I drive. I don't spend any time at the computer, so it's the easiest to do it like this. I've just picked some Pinotage in Darling, an early picking to make sort of a light style Pinotage. And then the same, just above the Pinotage grows the vineyard that goes into retirement at 65. I had a look at the grapes right now, and it's end of January, not ready yet. It looks beautiful. We had a very dry year, only 350 millimeters of rain in Darling. Normally one gets about 450, so it was a drier here. The crop is slightly lighter. The growth of the vine is slightly less, so it's not as vigorous. And it's a really good thing when it comes to quality. Yes, the farmer's not going to get a lot of grapes from there, which it obviously impacts financially. But then again, we are able to maybe pay a bit more to compensate for that. But definitely quality for this year is looking really promising. The wine that you have there is retirement at 65, 2019. 2019 was a difficult year. The vines were vigorous, which was quite weird. So it grew strongly, was very closed up, so the grapes ripened on the inside of the vine, covered with leaves, which prolonged the ripening season. It was a lot longer, and it came in at a very low sugar. So the total alcohol of the wine is very low. The story behind retirement at 65, it's a vineyard. I saw that vineyard way back when I drove with the farmer. I just spoke to the guy in charge now. And the vineyard's so high up in the mountain that the birds basically ate the whole vineyard. So what the bird do, they go sit on the bunches and they just make a hole in a bunch and eat it. But they don't really eat the grape, they just make a hole in it. And then it dries out or it starts rotting. Cinsaux's got very thin skins, very big berries. So the birds love cinsaux. And they eat the whole vineyard. So the farmer said that there's no way he can sell me any of those grapes because there's just no grapes. The birds eat it. So I told him, listen, if I give you bird nets, so it's basically a net that you cover the whole block. So we cover the whole block with these nets. We keep the birds out and try and ripen the grapes without any bird damage. Is he open for that? So he was open for it. I bought some bird nets. We looked after the vineyard much better. When the new shoots started growing, they were about 30 centimeters long. So they knew green shoots, they are they soft and juicy. So on the weekend his sheep came through the fence and they basically ate the vineyard within a day. All the green shoots were gone, so only these brown stumps were left. So obviously that year we picked nothing. It was even before we put the nets on, so we just picked nothing. The next year we raised the fence around the vineyard and we for the first time covered the whole block with bird nets, and it turned out to be fantastic. First time, so when I saw the vineyard, it was 64 years old. When we covered it with nets, the vineyard was 65 years old. So for the first time in 65 years, that vineyard produced something that you can actually make wine from, and that was quite significant. So where our humans try and retire at 65, then this vineyard only started living at 65. That's why it's called retirement at 65. And it's also got on the label the skull of a sheep, a dead sheep stuck in a wire. And that basically symbolizes that the sheep didn't get to the vineyard again. We kept the sheep out. That's why we have the wine. We also blend this with a slight bit of Shiraz. So Cinsaux has got big berries, light in color, very floral, very elegant, a little bit like Pinot Noir almost. But we need a bit more structure on it. So with that wine, we always blend in a little bit of Shiraz that comes from the neighboring vineyard. So it's all Darling grapes, a little bit of Shiraz from the next door vineyard. And yeah, that's it. Retirement at 65. That's your 2019 vintage.